President Bill Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole are both in seclusion today, one in New York, the other in Florida. The two men are preparing for the first presidential debate, which takes place Sunday night in Hartford, Connecticut. The event is perhaps the best chance each will have to make his case to the American public before the elections on November 5th. The candidates' preparations for the debate come at the end of a week in which foreign policy has played a more significant role than it had so far in the campaign. Joining us now to discuss these issues and other political developments this week are NPR's national political correspondent Elizabeth Arnold, who's with the Dole campaign in Miami Beach, Florida, and our White House correspondent Mara Liasson. And I'd like to ask each of you to tell us what you understand the candidates hope to achieve in Sunday's debate. First, Elizabeth.
The stakes are clearly the highest for Bob Dole, Robert. He hasn't been able to command the voters' attention like the president has, and the two debates are the last chance he really has to reach out to so many people at once. He has to make a credible case as to why President Clinton shouldn't be given a second term, and obviously make the case for himself, although the campaign is putting more emphasis on the former. At this point, they see their best chance in driving down Clinton's approval rating rather than raising Dole's, and that'll be evident in the debate. He's been lowering expectations for weeks, saying all he has to do is show up, all he has to do is find Hartford, Connecticut, and he'll win, because expectations are so high for the president, who he says again and again is such a good debater.
And Mara, President Clinton, what is he trying to achieve this week?
Well, he's trying to not let Dole make much out of his big chance. I mean, traditionally, debates do help the underdog, and the White House would like to keep this race exactly where it is, frozen right in place. So his strategy is really defensive. He wouldn't be debating if he didn't have to debate. His goal is to be presidential, to stay calm, not to make gaffes or get angry. He's going to be stressing how much better the country is than it was 4 years ago. And he's going to take care not to make any attacks. He's going to try to leave that to Bob Dole. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if you hear him doing what the Clinton campaign does very well, which is sticking the knife in with a smile. In other words, praising Dole for his long, long service, his 35 years on Capitol Hill, but then pointing out some major difference between them, like Bob Dole wants to destroy Medicare and Clinton doesn't.
Well, how are they preparing for the debate? Mara, what's the president doing up in New York
State? Well, the joke is that it takes a village to prepare for a debate, because President Clinton has gone up to Chautauqua, New York, with quite an entourage. He has a lot of aides who have prepared briefing books for him. He's with George Mitchell, the former Democratic Majority Leader in the Senate, who's going to be playing the role of Bob Dole. His pollster's up there. A guy named Michael Sheehan, who is an image consultant, is with him. Every morning, the president is going to be briefed. Then he'll rest, play golf, and then every night at 9 o'clock, exactly the same time as the debate, they're going to try to simulate all of the conditions. They will have a dress rehearsal. He's trying to get some of the anger out of his system when he's asked questions about character or Whitewater. He said today to reporters, he says, first I'm going to give the answer I want to give, then we discuss what would be the answer I should give. So much for spontaneity.
I see. Mm-hmm. And they're working on biorhythms as well to make sure it's right at the right time of day. Elizabeth, what is Senator Dole, or what is former Senator Dole, doing to prepare?
Well, he's preparing today in his condominium here at Bal Harbour. He's been studying a briefing book for weeks that documents Clinton's record and his own record. He's been watching the debates, prior debates on tape, including President Reagan's 1980 performances. He's been rehearsing with the television camera. Unlike Clinton, though, it's a very small group. His press secretary, Nelson Warfield, is playing the moderator, and Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson is playing the president. Their strategy, Robert, is to make the debate a referendum on Clinton's record, what he said he'd do and didn't do, and to portray him as the risk, the liberal in conservative clothing who will appear again the day after the election. They also hope that by contrast, Dole will appear less glib, less smooth when he's next to the president, and they want to show honest, plain old Russell, Kansas Bob. Above all else, though, they do not want him to appear mean, and that's what he's working on.
And in the person of Senator Thompson, they have a tall border state politician who's been in the movies.
Who's an actor.
Well, now, this was the week in which we heard more talk about foreign policy than before. Bob Dole gave a speech which was very strong in criticizing Clinton administration foreign policy as, failure dressed up for television. Is this a calculated change in the approach of the Dole campaign?
It is. It was a turning point, Robert. It's a clear indication that Dole and his advisors have decided to abandon the statesman's role and risk criticism for mixing presidential politics with foreign policy. Up until this week, Dole has remained somewhat on the sidelines, cautiously putting out statements on Iraq and the Middle East, but not openly criticizing the president's handling of immediate situations. That's no longer the case. They're 4.5 weeks out. They're behind. They're going to hit him with whatever they can.
Mara, do people at the White House or in the Clinton campaign think the president is vulnerable because of the Middle East summit and how little was achieved there this past week?
No, they don't think he's vulnerable in the election. They think he'll get an A for effort from the voters. He'll get credit for trying. They don't think voters are much interested in foreign policy in an election year, especially if the U.S. isn't getting humiliated somewhere abroad or if U.S. soldiers aren't dying. The best thing about the past week in the Middle East summit, as one White House official said to me, is it froze the race for the week. Dole couldn't break through and get any attention when the president of the United States has the spotlight all to himself conducting foreign policy. They are prepared with very carefully prepared answers should Dole attack them on that. The president still has a list of foreign policy accomplishments that he thinks will serve him well.
Well, Elizabeth, I mean, do the Dole people think that this speech, while it was different than what he said before, did they find it different and successful? Did they get a good response to it?
Well, the response was sort of mixed. It was a business group who really wasn't even expecting it. Even Dole said yesterday he knows American voters don't pay much attention to foreign policy, but the point of the speech was to portray Clinton as naive and poll-driven. I mean, the problems he faces are much bigger than that. Let's take Florida, for example. Florida is representative of his problems elsewhere in the country. 4 years ago, things were shaky here. Defense cutbacks, real estate prices were flat. The economy's completely improved here. Female voters are his other problem here. Large numbers of Republican women who crossed over and voted for Democrat Governor Lawton Childs 4 years ago. These women are in favor of abortion rights. They're concerned about the environment. They're concerned about the overall safety net, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, that kind of thing. And they're crossing over. Finally, his biggest problem here is the fact that Clinton's working so hard here. It's traditionally a Republican state in presidential years, not this time around. It's going to take a lot more than harshly written foreign policy speeches to turn it around here and every place else.
Elizabeth Arnold with the Dole campaign in Florida and Mara Liasson at the White House. Thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.